Hello, welcome to VizSchool once again. We are on chapter 4. Remember, in the chapter 1 we did evolution. In the chapter 2 we saw how the financial services have changed, how the customers have also changed their preferences based on their knowledge, based on their behavior, based on their life stages. And in the third chapter we saw the strategies that are involved to market these services to different types of customers. We also saw how different generations of customers have originated and their preferences, and based on that, marketers need to blend the digital as well as the human approach to ensure that all types of generations are taken care for. We also saw how data is used, how digital engagement is used, and how trust can be built with different types of generations. In this chapter, we will go a step further. We will understand what is next gen financial marketing. In this chapter, you will learn how financial marketers can effectively serve multi-generations. We will also learn to build multi-generation portfolios by blending the digital first as well as traditional strategies. We have seen that traditional concepts still hold good. However, we can blend it with the digital first approach so that the customer also is able to understand the trust approach, as well as he can enjoy the convenience, ease, and user friendliness of the platforms. You will also understand how life stage needs, values, and behavior influence the financial decisions across generations, and how to use an inclusive trust-based marketing to bridge this difference. When we talk about inclusive, we'll see how our marketing approach can be fitting the different generations so that no one is feeling left out. So friends, let's start with what exactly is generational marketing for building a lasting customer relationships. When we talk about generational marketing, we focus on the distinct needs, expectations, and the life stage goals of multiple generations. Like a younger generation will have different expectations than an older generation. Customers of different ages have different ideas about money and banking, and each generational cohort engages with financial services differently. For example, the young generation will be tech savvy and would like to use the mobile and the internet banking interfaces more often than visiting the branch. In comparison, the older generation specifically would like face-to-face and branch support when he visits the branch. The challenge is, how do marketers stay relevant? So one has to understand that there is a big shift from one size fits all approach to highly personalized strategies. When we talk about highly personalized strategies, here comes the use of the artificial intelligence, the mining of data, understanding the preferences, understanding the trends, and basis on that, provide an offer which the customer feels it is his need and want. Marketers have to balance the digital first engagement with the enduring human trust, and this is what we call it as the 5-digital strategy. A 5-digital strategy involves a blend of digital first as well as an human interface. So with both together, this creates a comprehensive, inclusive approach in marketing for different generations. Combining digital convenience with traditional advisory serves all generations. Serving diverse audiences while maintaining relevance and trust is the USP with this 5-digital approach. A marketer has to be flexible to tailor products, services based on the needs of every single age group. Only then he can connect with each generation. And for that reason, a very important concept is generational segmentation. In generational segmentation, we divide a large group into smaller segments to focus on their values, to focus on their needs, to focus on their behavior, and design hybrid strategies that can bridge technology and tradition. This approach considers the values, financial behaviors, and the technological preferences so that each generation gets what they want. Designing cross-generational campaigns becomes very crucial in this modern world. Marketers should make sure that financial services and products stay relevant and helpful to people of all ages. Moving from one-time transactions to multi-generational portfolios with a basic philosophy of building trust and long-term relationship is the core mantra for generational marketing. When we talk about generational marketing, marketers should also learn to build various profiles for different generations. And these profiles can be based on different factors. Financial services customers differ widely across generations in terms of digital adoption, financial needs, and lifestyle expectations. This lifestyle expectation, once again, can come on the life stages as well as the age of the customer. Generational marketing uses these differences to create strategies, messages, and the product offerings that connect more meaningfully with each group because these are specifically based on unique needs of each generation. Customer profiles guide marketing approaches, show what channels, what messages, and what touch points works best for each group. Understanding these generational differences helps create meaningful and personalized financial experiences for the customer. So we have learned, gone are the days when the financial service provider only ensure that the products are sold. Now the product push strategy has been completely replaced by attracting the customer to create value, to co-create value, that is the right word, have beautiful experiences on whichever platform he uses. One single marketing strategy cannot effectively serve all the age groups, and hence it has to be each generation-based marketing. And we will learn how different strategies can be used for different generations. Now, let's go one by one for each of the generations. Let's see the baby boomers, who specifically value more how money could be safe because they have already retired and they don't like to take big risk with their investments. Whatever money they have accumulated, they want to ensure that they serve their retirement, post-retirement needs. And for this matter, they require a very good guidance, very good support, very good advisory. And if they get this, they start trusting the advisor, and this advisor poses them as a professional one who ensures that whatever he says takes care of the needs. And they'll always generally like to take guidance face to face unless they are really tech savvy. They prefer information in clear, honest, and simple ways. The relationship manager has to understand that they have specific requirements. They cannot consider them as millennials or any other younger generation. These customers care more about personal service and feeling safe with their money. And when it comes to personal service, respect is the topmost, and the tone and the language you use should also understand their needs and requirements. They should feel safe with their money, and hence very important strategies should be used, especially by a dedicated relationship manager at the branch level. Now let's look at the Generation X. Generation X is not that totally, he is tech savvy. He is not totally a person who doesn't know anything about technology, and he prefers a hybrid approach. He also is used to the branch approach, but when he tries to balance his requirements and ensure that he gets the right services for all his requirements, he prefers a hybrid approach. And when we say hybrid approach, it includes taking the conveniences of digital platforms as well as taking expert advice from the branch personnel. And this is the way he learns to balance his career growth, family responsibilities, and wealth creation. So a hybrid approach is preferred by Generation X. So what can be done by the relationship managers whenever they visit the branch? They should let them talk so that they understand their needs and can provide an extra help. These customers will be obviously using online tools for quick and easy banking in case they require any support. Here again, the branch advisors can help them to ensure that their transactions happen seamlessly and smoothly. Generation X enjoys the benefits of both the worlds, and hence they are also called as the hybrid customer. Now let's understand the millennials and the Gen Z. When we talk about millennials, they are more towards the digital and value-driven approach. Whenever we talk about Gen Z, they like mobile-friendly approach, as well as it should be simple and user-friendly. Well, let's talk about millennials first. When we talk about millennials, they expect everything to be done through a mobile app. They choose financial products that match their values, especially nowadays the ethical and sustainable investing is getting more popular with the millennials. Whereas the Gen Z have already grown up with the phones, so they expect financial tools from digital wallets to investment apps to be incredibly easy and smooth to use. And within this app, they can find different types of gamifications, different types of knowledge tools, different types of calculators, which makes their experience more enriching. They like learning about money through simple, fun, or game-like digital experiences. What about the older customers, especially the baby boomers and the Gen X? They want to deal with a real person they can trust and prefer personal service. Yes, younger generation wants speed, simplicity, and fully digital experiences. However, relationship managers play a very important role while dealing with the baby boomers and Gen X, because they need to provide them the experiences of both the digital world or the digital platforms as well as the branch level support by offering human reassurance to the older cohorts while using digital insights to personalize services for the younger ones. By mapping financial products to the life stages, such as the savings accounts for the young adults, mortgages for the mid-career customers, or retirement solutions for seniors, financial marketers can deliver more relevant and impactful experiences. Now, let's understand what is market segmentation and how it helps in marketing. When we talk about market segmentation, it simply means dividing a large, diverse market into smaller groups with similar needs, traits, or behavior. And this can happen in any geographic area or in any environment. And when this is done, marketers can craft specific strategies like storytelling, purpose-led branding, as well as influencer collaborations that resonate with each segment. So gone are the days once again when one message is sent for all. Now market segment even helps the marketers to create messages that will appeal a particular generation. And based on that, they will be informed and able to take the decisions for getting the benefits of the products and services offered by the financial service provider. Marketers can understand customers deeply, and then they can focus on efforts on the right audience and offer the relevant products and services. Market segmentation tremendously helps marketers to create effective campaigns, and these campaigns can help the customers feel personal, relevant, and engaging. And when we say engaging, they will definitely either go ahead for buying the product or service or enter into a query which can further clarify their doubts, if any, and in the they will get into a channel where they can avail the bank products and services. Now, what are the main techniques of segmentation? When we talk about the main techniques of segmentation, it is based on whether we are looking at who the customer is, whether we are looking at where the customer lives, whether we are looking at how the customer acts towards the product, or whether we are looking at why the customer buys. When we look at who the customer is, then we use the demographic technique. And this technique helps us to segment the customer age-wise, gender-wise, income-wise, education-wise, or even family size-wise. When we look at the customer, where the customer lives or works, then we call this as the geographic technique. In this technique, we look at his country, we look at his city, we look at his seat climate, we also look at whether he is residing in urban area or rural area, so that helps further to the marketer to design effective campaigns. When we look at how the customer acts towards the product, then we call it as the behavioral technique. This technique helps us to understand the spending habits of the customer, the brand loyalty, the benefits they want, either it is speed versus quality or any other thing on the basis of which he makes his decision. Then as marketers design our campaigns based on the behavioral technique. And when we look at why the customer buys, then we use it as a psychographic technique. In this, we look at his personality, we look at his lifestyle, we look at his values, interests. People have various tastes. Some may be adventurous, some may be cautious, some may have healthy eating. And based on that, it provides a very important clue for the marketer to design his marketing campaigns. Now, once we understand the basic meaning of segmentation, in modern times, we can dive deeper into segmentation with the help of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence and machine learning enable micro segmentation. When we look at micro segmentation, what does it mean? It looks into huge amount of real-time data and finds tiny hidden groups, which we call it as micro segments. And these micro segments help marketer to further refine its strategies, because he can discover deeper insights into hidden customer patterns. He can personalize his products and services by delivering the right message to the right person at the exact moment. The customer feels surprised as to how the bank or the financial servicer is aware about it. But that is the beauty of the artificial intelligence and machine learning data-driven segmentation. The bankers can also predict about the customer's next purchase or when they might leave for a competitor. And based on that, here again, small nudges, important messages can transform the customer, either buying more, or the financial service provider can succeed in retaining the customer with some good attractive offers and services. It also offers the perfect product or service before the customer even asks for it. And that's where the customer not only feels better, but builds more trust with the financial service provider. Now, that's not all. In addition to AI and machine learning, modern marketers also use special tools to understand customers better. Because when we talk about AI and machine learning, this would be an actual, some sort of reaction to the data. But the live monitoring also provides very important clues to the financial service provider. And this live monitoring happens with the CRM dashboards and the analytical platforms. It helps the financial service provider to figure out what the customer reads right now and helps them to predict what they might do next, and also suggest things that are useful to them at the right time. And with this CRM dashboard and analytical platforms, marketers can provide helpful nudges which could be a gentle reminder about, say, paying a bill or reaching a savings goal or investing into a new opportunity that is just coming. It makes marketing more useful and effective because it is timely and relevant without annoying the customer. In fact, forget about annoying the customer. Customer feels more special, personalized, and is happy to continue with his financial service provider. Now, having understood these different strategies, let's have a quick comparison between the digital first and the legacy engagement approach. Customers today expect a mix of fast, convenient digital solution as well as trusted personal interaction. So neither digital first or legacy engagement approach could be ignored. It should be built up into a hybrid approach. What is a digital first strategy? Digital first strategy allows the younger clients like the millennials and the Gen Z to access services anytime, anywhere with transparency and ease. Whereas the legacy or traditional approach includes the branch visits, relationship manager calls, paper-based advisory, as well as trusted methods for the older cohorts who value the human guidance, personal trust, as well as reassurance. And here, the phygital integration of mixing digital tools with the human service becomes very effective. And here, marketers should learn to design exclusive strategies with digital experiences as well as human touch. For older customers, the digital tools like websites and apps must be simple, clear, and very easy to use so that they don't get confused, frustrated, or lost. And the more simple and clear, these older customers will develop a habit of visiting websites rather than every time going to the branch for getting their queries, however small or big it may be fulfilled. Whereas in case of younger generations like millennials and Gen Z, they will keep getting the fast, smooth, and perfect app-based services they already expect. However, if at all they come to the branch, they should also be welcomed and supported. The goal is to make sure digital banking is easy for the oldest users as well as remains seamless for the youngest users. And here comes the partnership with digital platforms and the contribution of AI. What AI does, it automates simple everyday tasks, helps predict what customers will do next, and offers tailored suggestions like a personalized recommendation. Especially for new digital helpers, financial companies are also using virtual relationship managers like the chatbots and digital agents, which can give answers to various questions that are asked repeatedly. And these digital agents helps the customer to get fast, easier, and more personal support without going to the branch 24/7. Partnerships with fintechs also play a very important role. The API platforms and affiliate influencers further expand the reach and capabilities of financial marketers. Innovative services, seamless integration across platforms, and relevant engagement for tech-savvy younger generations becomes very useful. Digital innovations with traditional advisory roles, financial institutions can create phygital experience. So when we talk about digital innovations, we have seen not only on the ATMs, but also on the internet banking as well as the mobile banking. And the same way, traditional advisory roles have also been refined to create more delightful phygital experience that balances efficiency, personalization, and trust across all the customer segments. Now let's focus on designing cross-generational campaigns. So why should marketers design cross-generational campaigns? One big reason is customers from different age groups have distinct values, behaviors, and digital preferences. For example, the millennials and Gen Z prefer the digital-first communication. The Gen X and boomers prefer personal human interaction. And here comes the balancing act, and hence marketers must balance the digital approach with the human engagement to reach both the younger and the older customers. At the same time, marketers must use different methods, and hence one should know how to design a cross-generational campaign. When we talk about cross-generational campaigns, millennials can be communicated, or marketers can communicate with millennials with email newsletters or the app notification. With baby boomers, the relationship manager can call them or give advice when they visit the branch or create some awareness during the branch seminars. Similarly, webinars or online investment workshop can be complemented by in-person sessions, creating a digital experience that appeals to all the clients. This approach ensures that everyone gets the message in a way they trust and are comfortable with. Here, storytelling can be a very effective marketing strategy and create purpose-driven branding. What are stories? Stories highlight financial goals, security, long-term value, and people like to hear stories. And when it comes to stories on finance, it can help the customer to understand and become more literate about the products and services of the financial service provider. There can be specific campaigns for millennials and Gen Z, and here the influencers or the social media platforms and gamified experiences can also be used to build engagements. When marketing to older customers like baby boomers and Gen X, focus should be on trust, security, and personal reassurance. Marketers need to stress that their investments are safe and that a human advisor is always available to help. Nowadays, we see various intimations done through your messages, through the emails, or even through newspapers regarding what exactly needs to be done by customers if at all they face any fraud, if at all they have any difficulties in their banking. Trust is the most important thing for any marketing campaigns that targets different generations. Now, let us understand how do we design or build multi-generation customer portfolio. Portfolio design has to align with marketing communication. Because if you say something and you design something, then it goes haywire. Creating investment plans for different generations means connecting how we advertise and how the plan is put together so that both the customer and the marketing are on the same page. Marketers make plans and use information to understand needs, and based on that, are able to design the portfolio, not only designing, but manage the portfolio and even go to the extent of refining the portfolio based on the needs and the circumstances of the market. While building multi-channel customer portfolios, marketers can recommend plans that match the goals. It can keep the plans current, relevant to the changing lifestyle and the trends. And it should also include consideration of side income, mental health and money, global and sustainable investing trends. Now let's look at some theoretical techniques and methods for building multi-generational client portfolio. Some of these which we are going to see, like the lifestyle investing or the life cycle investing approach, the generational segmentation models, the behavioral finance insights, the goal-based advisory, the psychographic and lifestyle mapping, the data-driven personalization, which includes the AI and the analytics, the ESG and sustainable investing models, the intergenerational wealth transfer models, the digital engagement model, and the portfolio diversification theory. Let's look at this one by one. The first one, the life cycle investing approach. When we talk about life cycle, people go through different ages, and based on the age, their investment needs also changes. When we talk about the younger customers, specifically the millennials and the Gen Z, they prefer to take higher risk. They have a long time to recover from losses, So they focus on growth, stocks, ETFs, or even digital investments. When we talk about the mid-career or the Gen X, they are slightly cautious and they want to balance risk. They need both growth and safety, and hence their investment choice can be in mutual funds, real estates, or even buying insurance, which can be health or otherwise. When we talk about the olders, that is boomers, they prefer low risk. They have already retired and their main goal is to protect the money they have for retirement. And they prefer bonds, invest pensions, annuities, and even estate planning. Now let's look at the generational segmentation models. Each generation has unique values, behaviors, and trust factors. For example, the boomers, they prefer the security and guaranteed income. The Gen X prefer wealth accumulation and even family security. The millennials prefer ESG funds, sustainable investing, or even side income streams. And the Gen Z like gamified investing, micro savings, and even crypto or digital wallets. So based on this, marketers should design the or build a portfolio. Next method is the behavioral finance insights. People don't allow or don't always make rational financial decisions. Biases influence their choices, and hence marketers should also keep this in mind and use nudges to remind them or have auto-invest features. They can address the biases, boomers over-caution versus millennials over-confidence, and they can also apply gamifications for Gen Z to keep the engagement high. With the goal-based advisory method, portfolios should focus on personal goals rather than only returns, because here the basic requirement is to meet the goals, and if that is not met, then this method goes waste. Especially in case of Gen Z, their goal can be saving for education or travel. Millennials will have goal for buying a house or even financial independence. The Gen X will have a goal of children's education as well as retirement savings, and the boomers will always focus on the healthcare, legacy planning, and various other important things they have in for their age. With the psychographic and lifestyle mapping methods, marketers goes beyond demographics to look at values, interests, and lifestyles. They are socially conscious. For example, millennials have a consciousness for impact funds. Tech-savvy Gen Z prefer app-based micro-investments, and the security-seeking boomers prefer the conservative debt instruments. Let's look at the data-driven personalization method, which includes your AI and analytics. Marketers have the liberty to use customer data, of course, with their consent, and understand the spending, savings, utility bills, as well as retail activity. With this, they can predict the needs and suggest personalized financial help for such customers. They can also go tailor products which can suit the needs. Here, AI plays a very important role to suggest a perfect product for the particular life stage. AI analytics can also help marketers to understand the spending habits and recommend specific ways to save money or where to invest. And it also helps them to find the customer's money personality, whether the customer is risk taker or a conservative, and based on that offer a good fit for his or her natural style. Let's look at the ESG and sustainable investing models. Here, marketers suggest investments that are aligned with environment, social, and governance values. It appeals especially to millennials and Gen Z who value the ethical finance. Boomers or Gen X can be engaged to long-term stability of the sustainable funds. The intergenerational wealth transfer models talk about how wealth is passed down across generations, and hence marketers help customers to plan and build portfolios accordingly, which this particular generation find it very useful. Estate planning, wills and trust could be complex if basic details are not known. Insurance products for boomers can be very useful, and inheritance links investment plans for millennials and Gen Z can help them to take informed decisions. Now let's look at the phygital engagement model. Here marketers combine the digital efficiency with human reassurance for trust. For example, in case of Gen Z and millennials, app nudges, gamified platforms can give them good timely information as to what is to be done. The Gen X and boomers can get RM support or information or very special inputs through seminars and even in the branch guidance. This ensures inclusivity while building trust across the age groups. And finally, the portfolio diversification theory. Here, marketer guides customers on spreading investments to reduce the overall risk. For younger clients, it can be more equity-heavy portfolios. Elderly clients, it can be debt-heavy portfolios. And hybrid allocations can also be this planned for Gen X and millennials. The portfolio diversification theory helps build multi-generational client folios with blend of theories. By combining these theories, marketers and advisors can create portfolios that meet the financial goals, values, and behaviors of each generation. It's not necessary to use only one type of method or theory, but a blend can help to customize the offers which can suit the goals, values, and behaviors of each generation, while also planning for long-term intergenerational wealth transfer.